With Montana News, I'm Mary Ald. President Joe Biden's nearly $2 trillion COVID relief bill advanced in the U.S. Senate today, setting up what is widely expected to be a protracted debate. Edward O'Brien reports on where Montana's congressional delegation stands on the package.
It took Vice President Kamala Harris's vote Thursday to break the U.S. Senate's 50-50 deadlock to advance the sweeping $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill. That tiebreaker illustrates the chamber's deep rift on the issue. Look no further than Montana's own U.S. senators as evidence.
This nearly $2 trillion package is nothing more than a Pelosi payoff.
That's Republican U.S. Senator Steve Daines, a solid no on the COVID package. Speaking on the Senate floor, Daines called it a, quote, liberal wish list. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office estimates economic growth will exceed 4% this year without Biden's rescue package. Republicans, like Daines, point to that as evidence the stimulus package as presented is overkill. Democrats, however, say a strong economic stimulus is still needed to prevent a relapse. Montana's Democratic U.S. Senator John Tester says from what he's seeing so far, he supports the bill. A statement from his office Thursday says it offers billions of dollars for vaccines, funds for schools, rural hospitals, and small businesses, not to mention $1,400 stimulus checks for millions of qualifying Americans. Numerous reports indicate debate on the stimulus bill that may last into the weekend. Tester says he'll make a final decision on the package when he sees the bill's final draft. Montana's lone congressman, Republican Matt Rosendale, voted against the House version of the COVID relief bill. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.